this month of June happens to be the same month of the birthday of our First Lady, Dr. Kim Elise Jones Murray. I called out her government name, y'all. So on next Sunday, and she's probably watching, but on next Sunday, we want to shower her with gifts, amen? So bring some cards and notes of appreciation, and it doesn't ever hurt to bring a little cash, amen? Just to let her know how much we love her and for everything that she does for us and with us, amen? Big Dre's Barbecue. Anybody ready for some good food? Keisha, you ready to cook some good food? Keisha ain't cooking ribs, but she can cook, y'all. I just get your mouth ready, get your Tupperware ready. We are about to have the best time ever at Big Dre's Barbecue. That's coming up on June 15th. Amen. Is that next Saturday? Say next Saturday. Come get your plate. Now understand, these ain't free plates. There are tickets available. Raise your hand if you're selling tickets. Amen. See all these hands? Y'all gonna have to get some of these tickets now. Whitmore gave me more than I could sell, so I need y'all to come buy your ticket. The barbecue plates are $15 and chicken plates are $12. Now, understand, you need to pre-purchase your ticket. Why? Because that is the only way it will guarantee you a plate. So don't come up here saying, I don't have a ticket, but give me three slabs and some corn. That's not gonna work. You need a ticket to guarantee your plate. Now, I ain't saying there won't be any food left over, but I just want to encourage you to buy your ticket first. Amen? Today at 2 o'clock, we will be convening at Quince Nursing Home. Amen? Minister Al Blanks will be giving the word today, and the men's ministry will be supporting. So meet us out in the place. Amen? This week, we are going to resume our regularly scheduled time. I got it out. Bible study tomorrow, 6 p.m., the book of Leviticus. Be there or be square. Sorry. Lighten up, A-Top. We will have prayer meeting this week, Wednesday at 12 noon. And I'm sorry. We'll have Bible study this week, Wednesday at 12 noon, and prayer meeting on Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. Remember, later this month is also Father's Day, and we want to acknowledge our fathers as much as we do our mothers. Amen? Amen. New member orientation, June 22nd, 10 a.m. Graduation Recognition Sunday is June 23rd, and also on June 23rd, we will be worshiping with Reverend Marquise McPherson and the Congregation of New Bethel for their pastor's anniversary. More information is going to follow as we get closer to that date. Finally, I want to ask that we keep our ATOP families in prayer. A lot of us are dealing with a lot these days, and things are happening suddenly. And we just want to lift our families up in prayer. Remember the Hughes family in honor of Mother Elizabeth Hughes. Remember our first family and the loss of Pastor Murray's nephew, the son of Gloria Palmer, Anthony Handley. Keep Brother Charles and Sister Pat Reynolds in your prayers daily. Send special prayers up for Norris and Theron C. and their family in the loss of Norris's brother, Deidrell C. Those arrangements are currently in the works. Stay in prayer for Sister Joyce Perkins and her family. Keep them lifted in the loss of her sister-in-law. We want to stay prayerful for Dr. Cynthia Calhoun as she regains her strength. She led a powerful class at Vacation Bible School last week. So we want to continue to ask God for her strength. And keep Dr. Butler, who just did an awesome job. Totally awesome job in bringing the word. Let's keep their family lifted in the loss of her sister. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, all hearts clear. Those are my announcements. If you will stand with me, I want you to connect with the person closest to you so we can touch and agree. Come on, somebody grab Miss Anna's hand right over here. She look, she just designated praise on her row today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the living Christ, as we depart this place, we shall never depart from his presence. And every heart shall say, amen. Amen. Go in peace.